The Spirit of God already spoke through the prophets about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And many years prepared us in order to receive Jesus, the Son of God, Son of Man, in our life. And that we see from the first reading today, Wisdom chapter 9, we heard. If we carefully go through it, we will be able to see Jesus in every word. How Jesus is going to suffer. This is about this just man. And also the responsorial psalm is very beautiful. Psalm 34. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. We are all broken in many ways, emotionally, spiritually, in our relationships, in many ways. But the good news is Jesus came to save us and heal us. Mark 2:17, the beautiful word of God says, I did not come to save righteous, but sinners. And moving from there, today's Gospel of John it's always wonderful to read, my favorite Gospel. Especially when you read Gospel of John chapter 1 to 12, there we see how progressively Jesus was revealing about himself to his disciples and to the people. On the other side, while he was revealing this, tension were increasing. At the end, Gospel of John chapter 11, 45 to 54, there we see they condemned to death. And the geography in the Gospel of John is different from the geography we see from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. According to John, Jesus went to Jerusalem two or three times. And that's what something we hear today's gospel. The Feast of the Tabernacle, Jesus going silently. And we know that all the practicing Jews had to go for this. Because of the rising tension, Jesus, he did not want to go publicly, but he decided to go in a discreet way. Sometimes in our life, we may, when this tensions comes, difficulties comes, we may think, I don't want to go. I just want to hide myself from the reality. But Jesus had a great sense of mission. He courageously moved towards Jerusalem. And there, Jews really waiting to kill him. And that's the place Jesus entered. And there, Jesus, two important things Jesus said today's gospel. The first, Jesus said, he is the Messiah, anointed one. And the second is, only he knew about God, because he is coming from God and he is Jesus. But that was totally made a great anger in the midst of Jews, because according to Jews, how he could say that? Because they thought they know the fullness of truth through Moses and the prophets, they already knew. And who is this person? He is the son of carpenter. How can he claim that he's the son of man? That comes from prophet Daniel. How can he say that? He's the son of carpenter. How can we accept him? According to them, Messiah is not coming from this way. He's coming to emerge in a different way. That's what they were expecting. So that's the part we listened today's gospel. But what is the most important thing in our life? Where am I standing? Do I have the faith, real faith, that Jesus is the Son of the living God? Do I truly believe he is the Messiah, the anointed one? Or am I just like this Jews, Pharisees, always asking questions and criticizing? Sometimes people say, I believe Jesus, I don't believe the church. I don't believe, all these confusions. So today's gospel is inviting all of us to witness Jesus, believe Jesus, and follow him unconditionally and faithfully in our life.